Dreamscape presents Stop the Presses by Robert Goldsboro. Narrated by Peter Burkrot. Chapter 1. I had just finished one of Fritz Brenner's hearty breakfasts. Freshly squeezed orange juice, shared eggs, Georgia ham, and hash brown potatoes. And gotten settled at my desk in the office when the phone squawked. Nero Wolfe's office, Archie Goodwin speaking. I answered as I always did. Nice to know you are on the job. It is a real comfort to me. The voice on the other end belonged to Lon Cohen of the New York Gazette, newspaperman par excellence, and also poker player par excellence, as I have learned much to my chagrin over the years. To what do I owe the honor of this call, O noble chronicler of the great city's foibles, farces, and fancies? Flattery will get you everywhere with me, Cohen said. I have a matter I would like to talk over with your boss. Really? Care to tell me about it? I would prefer to discuss it with both of you, and face to face. I can come over at Mr. Wolfe's convenience. What about at dinner? As you know, Nero Wolfe enjoys your company at the table, and I seem to recall that you enjoy not only Fritz's world-class meals, but also that cognac that he has been known to offer up to special guests, a title for which you qualify. I wasn't angling for a dinner, Archie. This could be a daytime visit. Understood. I will talk to Mr. Wolfe at 11, when he descends from communing with his orchids up at the plant rooms. But as I am a betting man, I will lay odds, long odds, that he suggests that you come for dinner. Okay, but make sure he knows I am not, repeat, not asking for a meal. I promised Lon I would relay his comment and then turned to finishing the correspondence Wolf had dictated the day before, most of it letters to orchid growers. I had just typed the last of them when the whirring of the elevator announced that the morning seance in the greenhouse up on the roof was over.
Good morning, Archie. Did you sleep well?
Wolf said predictably, as he strode into the office and placed a raceme of orange orchids in the vase on his desk.
Yes, sir, like a baby.
It must mean I don't have any guilty feelings lurking deep within my subconscious. That drew a frown, but no comment, as he lowered himself into the reinforced desk chair, built to support his seventh of a ton, and rang for beer. I waited until he had signed all of the correspondence and swiveled to face.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?